Welcome to Nightlights. I'm David Brent Johnson. Before Nat King Cole established himself as an iconic vocalist, he was a superlative jazz pianist, much admired by his peers, who recorded and performed with Lester Young, Les Paul, Charlie Parker, and other notable colleagues, in addition to his own trio work. In the next hour, we'll hear some of those recordings as we explore the artistry and love in Cole's relationship with jazz. It's Nat King Cole, jazz pianist, coming up on this edition of Nightlights. pianist Nat King Cole performing Liza and the Man I Love in 1944. Nat King Cole is known and loved today for the numerous classic vocal recordings that he made throughout his career. Stardust, Unforgettable, Nature Boy, The Christmas Song, and many more. But when Cole started out in the late 1930s, he thought of himself as a jazz pianist, and singing came as an afterthought, though it came early in the career of what came to be known as the Nat King Cole Trio, a swinging configuration of piano, guitar, and bass, and unison vocals that eventually morphed into a unit where Cole took the spotlight as primary singer, the role in which he'd find his greatest fame. It wasn't a singer, though, but a pianist who made a deep impression on the young Nat King Cole, who was born on March 17, 1919, and grew up in Chicago. In 1957, he told Downbeat writer John Tynan that Earl Hines had been a key early role model. "It was his driving force that appealed to me. I first heard Hines in Chicago when I was a kid. He was regarded as the Louis Armstrong of piano players. His was a new, revolutionary kind of playing because he broke away from the Eastern style. He broke that barrier, the barrier of what we called stride piano, where the left hand kept up a steady striding pattern. Of course, I was just a kid and coming up, but I latched on to that new Hines style. Guess I still show the influence today." In addition to Hines, Cole had also clearly listened closely to pianists such as Teddy Wilson and Art Tatum. But within a few years, it was Cole himself who was serving as a source of influence to other younger pianists. Pianist Bill Sharlop has described Cole as essentially a linear player as opposed to a harmonic one, but goes on to say that Cole's linear language was a lot more streamlined and closer to the modern era than his forebears Hines, Wilson, and Tatum. "When I hear Nat," Sharlop says, "I hear foreshadowings especially of Oscar Peterson and the whole Detroit school, especially Tommy Flanagan and Hank Jones." As jazz critic Dan Morgenstern pointed out, you can hear how Cole influenced Peterson even in the short solo from this 1946 recording that Cole made under a pseudonym for the Keynote label, Nat King Cole and The Way You Look Tonight on Nightlights. The Keynoters performing The Way You Look Tonight with Nat King Cole at the piano, along with Willie Smith on alto sax, Red Callender on bass, and Jackie Mills on drums, recorded in February of 1946. Nat King Cole was billed as Lord Calvert for that session because he was under contract at the time to Capitol Records, where his trio had found its greatest success. They had had their first hit at the beginning of the 1940s for the Decca label with Sweet Lorraine, but the association with Capitol that began in late 1943 vaulted them repeatedly into the charts over the next few years. And it's where we hear Nat King Cole as a jazz pianist in full flower, whether the recordings were instrumental or featured him on vocals as well. Here's music from their very first session for the label, the Nat King Cole Trio and Jumpin' at Capitol on Nightlights.
Love makes me treat you the way that I do. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? There's nothing in this world too good for a girl so good and true. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? Bought you a fur coat for Christmas, diamond ring, a big Cadillac car, and everything. What makes me treat you the way that I do? Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? Thank you. got you a fur coat for Christmas, a diamond ring, a big Cadillac car, and everything. What makes me treat you the way that I do? Gee. Baby, ain't I good to you?
The Nat King Cole Trio performing Gee Baby, Ain't I Good to You and Jumpin' at Capitol before that, both recorded in 1943 with Oscar Moore on guitar and Johnny Miller on bass. Another piece recorded at this session, Straighten Up and Fly Right, became a huge hit and helped launch the trio into stardom. Their run of recordings for Capitol in the next several years would make them one of the most popular acts of the decade. And as their hits often featured Cole in a vocal role, the seeds of the trio's eventual demise were planted. At the same time, Cole occasionally made live appearances and recording dates that featured him in a jazz setting and that gave listeners the opportunity to hear his dazzling instrumental talent in full flight. At the same time, Cole occasionally made live appearances and recording dates outside of the trio that featured him in a jazz setting and that gave listeners the opportunity to hear his dazzling instrumental talent in full flight. Here from the very first Jazz at the Philharmonic concert on July 2, 1944, is an excerpt from the performance of Tea for Two featuring Nat King Cole on piano. King Cole performing Tea for Two at a 1944 Jazz at the Philharmonic concert. But Cole and his cohorts were just getting started that day. Listen to an excerpt from this performance, simply titled Blues upon its release, that features Cole and guitarist Les Paul in an extended and increasingly kinetic musical conversation.
Thank you.
pianist Nat King Cole and guitarist Les Paul in a frenetic back and forth from a summer 1944 Jazz at the Philharmonic concert titled Blues. Although Cole always kept pace with and often outshone his jazz star colleagues in such settings, his primary vehicle throughout the 1940s continued to be the trio, though guitarist Oscar Moore and bassist Johnny Miller eventually left and were replaced respectively by Irving Ashby and Joe Comfort. On January 17, 1944, the Cole-Moore-Miller trio made what's proven to be a historic recording date of instrumentals, including a version of Rachmaninoff's Prelude in C-sharp minor that's now considered to be a forerunner of the third string movement in jazz, and a rendering of Body and Soul that would become a fixture in Cole's repertoire. This session alone would be enough to earn Cole a place in the annals of jazz piano history. Decades later, reviewing a box set reissue of the Cole Trio's Capitol recordings, critic Gary Giddens wrote, "A few aspects of Cole's musicianship are immediately evident. The astonishing independence of voice and piano, for one. He rarely settles for mere pacing chords, preferring octaves and chromatic bass lines and subtly configured harmonies that complement and deepen the vocal interpretation. Then there is his wit and speed, lightning reflexes that hardly ever call attention to his technique, but constantly spice his solos, interludes, intros, and codas. Then there is his lucidity and swing. On practically every one of those relatively rare occasions in which he performed with major jazz soloists, he stole the limelight. His solos are melodically sure, often sounding through composed. His famous quote-heavy version of Body and Soul is a spectacle of compression and relaxation. He had an individual sound on the piano and a rare ability to shade that sound to the setting." Gary Giddens writing about Nat King Cole. From that January 1944 date, here's a hard-swinging version of music from another Cole, Cole Porter. What is this thing called love on Nightlights? Thank you. The Nat King Cole Trio performing Body and Soul and What Is This Thing Called Love, both recorded in 1944 with Oscar Moore on guitar and Johnny Miller on bass. I'll have more of the music of Nat King Cole in just a few moments, including a collaboration with Lester Young and a rare crossing of paths with saxophonist Charlie Parker. You can listen to previous Nightlights programs on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights. Support comes from Landlocked Music, offering new and used CDs, LPs, and more. Now located in the David Baker Building at 115 South Walnut in downtown Bloomington, or online at landlockedmusic.com. And from the Laughing Planet Cafe, serving veggie burgers, salads, and burritos for lunch and dinner at the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington, the Laughing Planet Cafe, online at thelaughingplanetcafe.com. I'm David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Nat King Cole, jazz pianist, on Nightlights. Featuring the jazz pianist side of Nat King Cole on this edition of Nightlights. Throughout the early course of his career, it was not unusual for Cole to record and perform with jazz artists outside of the trio. He was on the young Dexter Gordon's first ever recording date as a leader, showed up on several magazine all-star jam session dates, and participated in two landmark sessions with saxophonist Lester Young, whose cool, fluid, and inventive style was in some ways not that far removed from Cole's approach. Around the time of his second recording date with Young, Cole and his trio mates also featured in a broadcast with trailblazing bebop saxophonist Charlie Parker. We'll hear Cole now with both of these saxophone titans. And the drummer on both of these tracks, by the way, is the iconic Buddy Rich, who finds a great rhythmic sympathy with Cole, in particular on this track, Lester Young and Somebody Loves Me on Nightlights. Thank you. Cole Trio with Charlie Parker and Buddy Rich in 1946 performing Cherokee. Cole and Rich before that was saxophonist Lester Young the same year doing Somebody Loves Me. Throughout the late 1940s, Cole continued to garner recognition as a pianist, winning Esquire's poll for that category in 1946 and 47, and taking it as well in Metronome's poll for 3 years in a row from 1947 to 1949. But his prominence as a vocalist continued to grow as well, fueled by hits such as The Christmas Song, Nature Boy, and Mona Lisa. By the beginning of the 1950s, the trio was a fading presence in the Cole discography, rarely recorded in isolation anymore, heard when it was heard at all, only in the context of a larger ensemble setting. Jazz-oriented Cole fans expressed disgruntlement over the changed proportions in his music, and perhaps Cole felt some dissatisfaction as well. In 1952, he began a run of three LPs that eventually formed a kind of return to jazz trilogy, putting out a trio-oriented album called Penthouse Serenade, which the Capitol label would expand with further similar recordings 2 years later. In January 1953, not long after the initial release of Penthouse Serenade, Downbeat ran an article titled "The Real Reason Nat Cole Cut His Piano-Only Album," in which Cole said, "Everybody seems to have forgotten about my piano. Just as they forget that Billy Eckstine was a pretty fair musician and bandleader, people think I've always been a vocalist. The young kids, more than anyone else, they're even surprised that I play a piano at all. All they've ever heard me do is sing with big bands and strings in the background." Cole went on to say, "People who know me know I'll never leave jazz. My roots are in jazz, and that's the music I love. But I can please a lot of people with other kinds of music and also throw in some jazz. And they like it because they've accepted me as a popular performer." From his album Penthouse Serenade, here's "Don't Blame Me" on Nightlights.
Thank you.
King Cole and I Never Knew from his album The Piano Style of Nat King Cole, recorded in 1955 with arranger Nelson Riddle. Cole before that doing Don't Blame Me, recorded around the same time for an expanded version of the album Penthouse Serenade. Cole retained a wry viewpoint about his singer eclipsing the pianist dilemma. In November 1955, he said, "I've been doing some thinking about this piano thing, and you know something? At the start, when I was playing piano a lot, no one thought that I was so much. But now that I sing more, why, everyone says, 'Gee, that Nat Cole used to play great piano.'" The following year, Cole completed what ended up being his Back to the Piano trilogy with the album After Midnight, consisting of a series of quartet sessions complemented by a rotation of guest jazz artists, including saxophonist Willie Smith and violinist Stuff Smith. Cole sang on all of the tracks, but the jazz intentions of the album were clear, and it's now considered a classic in the Cole discography. From that album, here's Nat King Cole and Just You, Just Me on Nightlights.
Just you, just me. Let's find a cozy spot to cuddle and woo. Just us, just we. I've missed an awful lot. My trouble is you. Oh gee, what are your charms for? What are my arms for? Use your imagination. Just you, just me. Our tired lovers not around wonderful you. Imagination, just you, just me. I'll tie a lover's knot, tie a lover's knot, tie a lover's knot around one of you. I know that you know that I'll go where you go. I choose you, won't lose you. I wish you knew how much I long to hold you in my arms. This time is my time, we'll soon be good. By time, then in the starlight, hold me tight. With one more little kiss, say night and night. Thank you. I'll go where you go. I choose you, won't lose you. I wish you knew how much I long to hold you in my arms. This time is my time, will soon be good. By time, then in the starlight, hold me tight. With one more little kiss, say night and night.
Nat King Cole performing I Know That You Know with Stuff Smith on violin, and Just You, Just Me before that with alto saxophonist Willie Smith, John Collins on guitar, Charlie Harris on bass, and Lee Young on drums on both tracks from the 1956 album After Midnight. Cole would never again revisit the piano aspect of his artistry with such force. He remained a vocal star till his death in 1965 at the age of 45, and that's how he was primarily remembered in ensuing decades, until reissues of his early recordings in the late 1980s and early 1990s began to raise his historical profile as an important jazz pianist. In 1952, Cole had said, "My heart is still with jazz," and so, in considerable part, is his legacy today. I'll close with a 1943 recording that brings together Cole's remarkable talent as both a singer and a pianist, Embraceable You on Nightlights.
Embrace me, my sweet embraceable you. Embrace me, you irreplaceable you. Just one look at you, my heart grows tipsy in me. You and you alone bring out the gypsy in me. I love all the many charms about you. Above all, I want my arms about you. Don't be a naughty baby. Come to Papa, do. My sweet embraceable you.
The Nat King Cole Trio performing Embraceable You, recorded in 1943. Thanks for tuning in this edition of Nightlights. You can listen to previous Nightlights programs on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights. Support comes from Landlocked Music, offering new and used CDs, LPs, and more. Now located in the David Baker Building at 115 South Walnut in downtown Bloomington, or online at landlockedmusic.com. And from the Laughing Planet Cafe, serving veggie burgers, salads, and burritos for lunch and dinner at the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington. The Laughing Planet Cafe, online at thelaughingplanetcafe.com. I'm David Brent Johnson, wishing you good listening for the week ahead. Come to Papa, do.